every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPALASLASLASLAACRRMMHADRA. LBA.
SPCA.
YTA. Or.
FNA.
Wow.
Or any of the other A's. Shelley has got Le Bullhorn de Robert. She has the JN Tools. Chim G666. 666? It's, swear to God, that's the actual number on the bullhorn.
Makes her sound like the devil.
Oh, here it comes.
Shout out to Robert for giving me the bullhorn.
Wow.
Hey, Robert, I hate you now.
No!
Robert?
My entire life has been interrupted by the bullhorn.
That was your last shout out you'll ever get.
She'll do the shout out from here, Robert, and you'll hear her.
Yeah.
Stick your head out the window. Here it comes.
That's her full of bullhorn.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelly.
Wow, you are maxing out the board.
Wow, that blew the board out. And Mark. Sorry, wow. Folks.
Yeah. For
send,
all you guys
send Shelly the repair bills for your monitors.
For your ears that just got broken. Mark listens to his thing on his mic. Well, you could. There's some monitors that have speakers in them. They happen.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Shout out to Fran, Sarah, and Robert.
Not Robert.
Yes, Robert.
Not Robert.
We're not shouting out to Robert.
Okay, now I'm done with the megaphone for the show.
Oh, thank God. I'm going to take the megaphone, and next time Shelly says something, I'm going to turn on the alarm. Actually,
okay.
Mark and I can do the alarm. We don't need that.
Am I still here?
Beep,
okay,
beep,
good.
Beep,
you're still
beep,
here.
Beep.
All right.
Whip, whip, whip,
whip. Whip,
whip.
Whip, whip. Whip,
whip, whip, whip.
Whip, whip, whip.
Whip, whip.
Whip
it good.
Whip it good.
Into shape.
Shape it up.
Get straight.
Go forward.
Move ahead.
Time to detect it.
It's not too late.
To whip it.
Whip it.
Whip it good. Dun, 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 dun.
Boom, boom.
All right. Everyone's like, we just lost like three quarters of the listening audience.
Yeah, really.
They're like, who the hell was that?
Except for Fran, who's rolling it back to get a ringtone.
Be glad that we didn't do working in a coal mine.
Going down, down.
Working in a coal mine. Woo! About to slip down.
Okay. In Garden Grove, California.
Not far away.
Let's see. Now, where is her name? Because, oh. Catherine Q. Becker, 48 years old, drugged Emil and fed it to her estranged husband.
Wait, drugged
Emil. This is a
drugged her
gruesome
his dinner.
Story.
Okay.
Drugged his dinner.
All right.
Yeah, I'll give you guys time to cross your legs.
This is a gruesome story.
She then, once he was down for the count, she then tied him to a bed.
Oh, no, I know this one. I know this one.
Cut off his penis with a 10-inch knife.
Oh, my God.
And threw it down the garbage disposal.
Wow. So I guess that's not getting sewn back on anytime soon.
It doesn't say. They said he underwent emergency surgery and was in serious condition.
He underwent emergency surgery to just sew it up.
He was actually conscious when it was removed because he had come around. He had started to come around.
Don't come around here no more.
So,
yeah.
What's happening to her?
She has been booked. Her bail was set at $1 million.
For malicious mischief?
She was booked at the Orange County Jail for aggravated mayhem, false imprisonment, assault with a deadly weapon, administering a drug with intent to commit a felony, poisoning, and spousal abuse.
That'll do it. She's going to go away for a long time.
And what was her name?
Catherine Kubecker.
Lorena, what? Oh. She went to the Lorena Bobbitt Finishing School?
Yes.
Her Yikes. Name is Sally Tallywhacker.
Let's see.
I take it he was having an affair.
It doesn't say actually what he did.
I'm betting
there was an estranged.
Like I'm that. Betting that's what it was.
I'm guessing. Actually, there was a thing. There was an update on it, and I didn't read it because I figured you would already have it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
There's an update on why she did it.
Oh, see, I haven't been on the computer for the rest of the day, so
because he was home and she had a headache.
Something happened. Something happened.
What happened?
I don't know. I didn't tell you. I didn't see it.
Oh.
Something.
I thought you just said you got the update.
No, I said I didn't see it because I thought you already had it.
Oh. Okay. Never mind.
Right.
In
Florida.
John Hearn works at the Tyndall Air Force Base. He usually rides his bike 12 miles to and from work every day. He may not be doing that for a while because he was broadsided the other day by a 250 to 300 pound black bear.
On his bike?
On his bike. And then that stopped traffic, so there was a major traffic tie up while people were watching this bear threaten him.
Did the bear steal his bike?
Was he in a bike lane?
No, yeah. Well, I guess he was in the bike lane.
So he had the right of way.
He had the right of way. The bear came out of the woods. The bear came out of the woods and just plowed into him, totally wrecked his bike. He managed to escape with just road rash, and the bear did not actually end up attacking him.
Okay.
But
the bear is probably just as surprised as he was.
If the bear knocks over the bicycle in the woods and nobody sees it, does it make a noise?
Can you still sue? You know what I think?
What? What do you think?
I think that the... I had a thought.
I was just thinking.
It had something to do with the bear. I don't remember what it was. Oh, the guy saved the bear's life. Because the bear was about to run across a street full of cars, but because they hit the bicyclist, everyone stopped.
That's true. That's very true.
Now, not only can he sue the bear for the damage to the bike, but he can ask for a reward for saving the bear's life.
Yeah, that's true.
Peta, get out your checkbook.
He barely escaped with his life.
Barely.
Oh, grown. In Bloomington, Illinois, Reagan Kennedy became the youngest golfer to record a hole-in-one.
Reagan Kennedy.
She's a 6-year-old girl. Her parents were surprised because she made the hole-in-one and then did not celebrate. She didn't wave her arms. She didn't say whoopee. She didn't do anything because her parents taught her golf etiquette. She's been golfing since she was 2. And her parents then told her, this is one time you can scream.
Did she scream?
Not until she got to the 13th hole.
And a bear came out of the woods and ran into her caddy.
Ran into the golf cart.
When asked what she wants to do next, she responded by saying, beat daddy.
How old is she now?
6 years old.
And she hit a hole-in-one?
Yep, 85-yard hole-in-one.
Then she took out her 4-iron and beat daddy?
85 yards?
Uh-huh.
Is that like
an executive course type thing.
Oh, I was going to say, is that like a... I think I've been on miniature golf courses.
That's a tough... 85 yards is a tough shot. That's a tweet.
She did it with a 4 hybrid.
Okay.
A Ford hybrid?
A 4 hybrid, okay. That's what it says.
Okay. It was like polo.
Yeah. That's like sort of like a 4-wood.
Let's see. Ooh, 23-year-old James Piles.
He had a hole-in-one?
In Portland, Oregon?
Uh-huh.
No, did not hit a hole-in-one. In fact, if he hadn't gotten high, he might still have his leg.
Oh.
But he got hit by a train because he was so stoned he said he couldn't hear the train coming.
Wow.
A train hit him and severed
his
leg.
I hear that whistle blowing.
Wow.
That's pretty stoned to not be able to hear a train coming.
Take me on out of this town.
In Pennsylvania, Beaver County, Pennsylvania.
Beaver County.
Is that anywhere near the... No, it can't be anywhere near the city of brotherly love. It's Beaver County.
It's Beaver... Maybe...
There's Beaverton up in
Oregon.
Yeah, near Portland.
Well, in Beaver County,
a woman complained
that her singer-songwriter boyfriend had never written a song about her, so he got mad, choked her, and hit her in the face.
Maybe she can write a Done Me Wrong song now.
Yeah, Jason Banks attacked his girlfriend June 30th when she pointed out that he had written songs about other women, but none about her.
Pretty shallow.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think it would be a bad time to point out that I've written songs about other women and not about Shelley.
No, but you wrote me some poems when we first started getting together. I still have them.
Did
in my
drawer
next to my bed.
Did you write poems for her?
Yes,
I used to write
poems.
Songs, but then again, we were doing songs, so it seemed apropos to do a song.
No, he wrote me a bunch of poems when we first started dating. Yeah. I still have them. They're in the
drawer.
Do you
still have them?
Yeah, they're in the drawer next to my on my bedside table.
Yeah, so they're good, too. It's like, you know, roses are red, violets are blue. Your name is Shelley and mine is Bruce. Yeah.
No, they weren't good. Let's see.
I'll do whatever I can to get in someone's pants. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true. You will.
When I miss you, it's a bummer. Will you greet me with a Hummer?
When I miss you, it's a bummer unless you greet me with a Hummer. Nice. I'm going to remember that
one. Rhymes.
Hell yeah, it does.
Expresses your feelings.
Apparently.
I have some other lines now, but.
Apparently, in Florida's epidemic of painkiller prescription drug abuse.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Skittleland, as we like to call it.
Yeah, Skittleland is putting
taste the rainbow.
It's putting quite a squeeze on foster homes in Volusia and Flagler counties.
Do you have trouble raising money now?
County?
They have no. Their children are being removed at a very high rate from their families, from their parents who are on prescription drugs, and it's very hard to get them placed back with their parents because the parents, they're doing prescription drugs that they've been prescribed, but they're overprescribed, and they're addicted to them, and now they're shopping doctors and doing whatever they can to get their drugs. But from their point of view, they're not doing anything illegal. So why should they have their kids taken away? So they don't stop the behavior, and the kids don't come back. So in the meantime, there are more and more of these kids that are getting kicked out, they're getting pulled out of their families.
Because we live in a nanny state.
What?
Well, I mean, if the parents are completely strung out on OxyContin, you think the kids should still be in the home?
Do you think that the story that came out later on in the day that says if a kid is obese, they're thinking about taking the child away from his parents?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, what's next?
Well,
yeah, you
I'm
ate
not
too
saying,
many McDonald's french fries.
What's next?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not agreeing with that, but clear when the parent is clearly impaired on a regular basis.
Shelley's going to take us down the slippery slope path, though.
No, I'm not. It's not a slippery slope. There's a difference between having a kid who's overweight but the parents are sober and a kid who is living with someone who's completely effed up all the time.
I think if you vote Democratic, they should take your kids away. But that's just me.
Wow. Send your mail.
Yeah, really, we're going to get mail.
Recovery_101.
I haven't got any mail. I haven't got any mail in a while.
All right, well, let's move on.
Okay.
The federal government announced
Friday.
They ruled that marijuana has no accepted medical use and would remain classified as a highly dangerous drug in the same category as heroin.
Who said that?
The federal government.
So the fact that it's the number one prescribed drug for glaucoma because it reduces ocular hypertension suddenly
so
doesn't
do other
exist.
Things.
Doesn't
so do
exist.
Other things.
Well, no, I know there's other things that do, but to say that it doesn't have any medical benefits.
Well, that's
cancer
what the feds
patients
are saying.
Use it all the time.
I think Ron White answered that best.
How do you say?
Do you need medical marijuana for the thing you have? Well, I get bummed when I run out of drugs.
Do what?
I get bummed when I run out of drugs.
Oh. Yeah.
However, this decision then opens the door for proponents of medical marijuana to challenge it in court, which they couldn't before.
Right.
Open the door.
So, you know, taking all this medical evidence that has been amassed, they're assuming that they can win in court against the feds.
Well, you know what happens when you assume.
Can I give you my official stance on the thing?
What?
I don't care.
All right. You don't care about much.
The longer I stay around this program, the less I care about.
We have Charlie Sheen news.
Oh, good.
Really?
We've missed yes. Chuck.
Wow, I haven't heard anything about Chuck in a while.
Charlie Sheen and Brooke Mueller's custody settlement, which they have signed a custody settlement, provides that neither is now required to undergo drug testing.
What the hell is that about? How much did he pay her to get that?
What? What do you, wait, whoa. They've both been in rehab.
Right.
Oh, so neither one of them wants to test.
No.
Right.
They just want a party.
Just last week, Brooke was photographed holding...
Are the kids obese?
No.
Oh, I'm just
can't
checking.
Take them away for that either, then.
Okay.
Just last week, Brooke was photographed holding what appeared to be a crack pipe.
It was just a promotional thing.
And then she also, later on in that day, walked up to a parked car in a bad area of town with cash in hand.
She was trying to buy a car?
And broke off his antenna?
She was trying to buy a car in a bad part of town?
She walked up to a parked car.
Well, yeah. Usually cars are parked when they're for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Clearly. And that guy.
Can I rent your car for 5 minutes? Get the baggie out of the glove box and go?
That guy, he was the car salesman. They sell cars differently down there.
Ah, well, apparently, Brooke has been in and out of rehab a lot lately. And
she
when
has.
She's in rehab, her parents take care of the kids.
Yep.
So, let's see. Where
What's
are we?
Up, Chuck?
CSI star Gary Dordan, for all you CSI fans, has been charged with drug possession after officials determined he was carrying OxyContin when he smashed into several parked cars in Hollywood.
Car pinball.
Yes. And here's something that I didn't know. Apparently, cops refer to OxyContin as hillbilly heroin.
Okay.
That's an odd name for it. Why is it hillbilly heroin?
Because it's a high, it's a heavy opiate. Because
it makes you do your sister.
Yeah, I mean, I know it is, but I know it is, but I mean, OxyContin is harder to get, isn't it?
Well, no, hell no. It's probably easier to get. Well, I don't know. You know what? They're both probably easy to get if you just know where to
look. My guess is, if I wanted OxyContin by noon tomorrow, I'd have OxyContin.
Yeah. Now you heard about the other DUI, though, right?
Well, I have there. I've got a couple of DUIs in here somewhere.
You can't. We all just get along.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay,
I
you
told you
that
earlier that I had that. Gee whiz.
Golly gosh gee willikers.
See, Robert, normally this would be where she would pull out the bullhorn on me.
Oh, well, actually, we're over time anyway.
Looky there.
Yeah, but we bantered for longer than usual.
Okay, well, let me do this last
actually,
one.
Actually, after all the singing, we owe them a few minutes.
Okay, yeah, that's true. All right, let me do this last one. Sherwood Schwartz, the man who created the Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island, has died at the age of 94.
Room temperature.
His coffin will be made entirely out of coconuts.
For the Brady Bunch?
He was the...
For Gilligan's Island.
Island. He did Gilligan's Island, too.
Oh, so the coconuts aren't about Brady Bunch, though?
No.
Okay.
For Gilligan's Island.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Yes, you do.
Wow. Bow chicka bow bow.
Okay, that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
We are.
Shelly?
What?
You want to welcome us back?
No, you've just done that. But we're all settled back in now.
I can just never get her to do it. Never.
You can't.
Never.
Not if you set my hair on fire.
Let's try it.
Yeah, that'll be fascinating.
Mark,
for the
let
audience.
Me borrow a lighter.
The torch.
Peace me luck, no.
The torch is right near your knee, Bruce.
Oh, look, she's grinding. She's grinding. She almost can't help herself. Okay, she's not going to do it. Connor did that in the car the other day. He said, "Peace me." What?
That's not what he said.
What did he say?
He said, "I see."
Oh, he said, "I see a little silhouette of a man."
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
See, if we keep going with this, we won't stop, though. So.
I know. We'll finish the song.
Yeah. Do you know how weird that must be for a teenage kid to have parents, like, just singing, "Peace be locked, no, we will let him go, let him go!" Oh, yeah. It was awesome. So, Shelley, what's our topic?
I don't know. The topic was too complicated. I can't remember.
Yep. Why do we complicate things? Simple program, complicated people.
No, you know, I've met quite a few people in the program that I think are pretty simple.
There is that.
It's the program that's supposed to be simple, not the people. It's the simple people that complicate the program.
You know what? I mean, clearly.
This came from the topic generator meeting.
Yeah. I mean, clearly there's people that do it. I mean, that complicate things. Oh, way overcomplicate things. And clearly there's people that are uncomplicated as far as people go. And the funny thing is, you got people that are not so complicated. They're very, you know, what was the word you used a minute ago?
Simple.
Simple.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, the longer you stay around, the more towards simple you're trying to be, which will be good when I have Alzheimer's, because I'll be about as simple as I can be. But that kind of isn't that kind of the goal, to become more simple? You know, worry about less, turn it all over to God, let him deal with it?
I suppose. But that wasn't the term, that wasn't the sense that I was using simple in.
How were you using that?
Well, he said there were a lot of complicated people in the program.
Uh-huh.
And I've met some people that are pretty darn simple because there's not a lot left going on upstairs.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shelly, dogging the new people.
Not new people. I'm not saying specifically new
people.
Saying
new people.
Just dogging people.
And you shouldn't
general.
Talk about your husband that way.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, there was somebody I knew. There was a guy I knew at the one of our local clubs who had like umpty-zillion years
umpty-zillion. And three.
Really about as smart as a tack.
Umpty-zillion and three.
That's it.
Is that a program requirement? Be smart.
No, but you would think that after a period of time being alive on the planet, you might know not to do certain things or to do certain things, and this guy is clearly unclear on the concept.
I know somebody who's 30 that's been around long enough and shouldn't do all kinds of things that he does.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Oh, you're talking about him?
No.
Oh. So, Mark.
What?
What do you think?
I was in a meeting last night.
The topic generator.
Reading the third step in the 12 and 12.
Okay.
Last paragraph. God grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, wisdom to know the difference.
Okay.
May I do thy will always.
And? So we're freaking out because there was no the.
20-minute conversation on why we put the in the serenity prayer when we say it at the end of meetings.
Who gives an F?
That which was my point exactly.
I was going to say, which was probably exactly where you were coming from.
After I enjoyed the 15 to 20 minutes of almost falling out of my chair with laughter as I listened to this.
Well, how could they even, I mean, you got to give me an example. Like, what would be, what was a reason that was given for that? If you can recall one.
There wasn't one of note.
Right, so it was just like a bunch of blah, 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 blah.
It was like, we have to understand why things get added and taken away from some things. And it's just because something's written in one place doesn't mean that's how it is. I listened to this go back and forth, and I'm like, The reason we put the in there is so that we could have newcomers go back out and relapse. You know? Because we just like to screw with you.
Yeah, we just like effing with you.
Yeah. I mean, I sat there in disbelief going, you guys realize that we can complicate anything beyond belief. We had just started the meeting by talking about keeping it simple.
Kiss.
Yeah. Not so much.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah. And it was just, I'm just sitting.
Always related to that.
And when I shared, I talked about how normal people who are out there in life that I see, when they plan to do something in a day, they make their plans and then they just go do things.
Right.
And they expect them to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, like, get ready to leave to go do something and then go, oh, well, wait a second. What if I start doing that and this happens? And then I have to do this instead. And wait, but if I do that, it's going to change this completely. So then what I should do is start over here first.
You mean borrowing trouble?
Exactly. And I said, we borrow trouble to no end because that's what we do. That's why we have to keep things so simple because our minds are wired differently. That's why I rarely hear normal people out there talk about their relationship with their higher power as a general course of a conversation.
They just do it.
They just do it. You know? I rarely hear them talk about having to remind themselves to be grateful. Something happens in life, they just are.
Yeah.
We have to remind ourselves, oh, I need to be grateful for that.
What do you think, Shelley?
My first sponsor made things unnecessarily complicated.
Was she the one that had you, like, write everything down backwards with your left hand or something? It was, like, ridiculous.
I had to copy out each chapter as we went through it, each chapter of the 12 and 12, backwards with my left hand on a piece of paper. And I had to, I was supposed to go, at one point I was supposed to, because I was going to meetings out in Cucamonga, I was supposed to drive up to the top of Haven and find, you know, in amongst all the rattlesnakes, apparently, a place to sit and commune with the earth by putting my palms. I was supposed to sit cross-legged on the ground and put my palms down on the ground.
I wish that people and feel at the home earth. Could see the expression on Mark's face right now. Mark's just
and
like,
then, she wouldn't let me take anything other than aspirin, not even antibiotics. Like if I had I asked her once if I had an infection, what should I do? She said God would take care of it.
Yeah, by sending you to the doctor to get antibiotics.
Yeah, Christian scientist right there.
Yeah. And then, what was the other thing? She had me doing it. There were several other things she had me doing. And, you know, at that point, I'm like, okay, I'll do whatever. And I got to, when it got to the point where I was at that day where I was going to drink or die, and she didn't call me back for 2 days.
I had a drink.
I did.
I mean, I had a drink as soon as she started with the, write this backwards with your offhand.
I'm
like,
I know.
I'm like, well, what?
Well, and I didn't really know any better.
And then I had to cut her penis off. And throw it down the garbage disposal.
I mean, I grew up in Alateen and Al-Anon, but, you know, that doesn't mean I know how things go in AA, how it works, how the program works in AA. You know, you guys do different things, I would imagine.
Can I ask you, like, the really obvious question?
What?
Why did you ever ask her to sponsor you?
Well, she seemed to know what she was talking about in meetings.
Shelley?
Like, she...
What was the real reason?
Well, she was geographically undesirable.
Right.
Because
you
then I wouldn't
to
have to really
far away.
Yeah, I would only have to see her like once a week. And I wouldn't, you know.
My ex had a sponsor and she goes, "Oh, I got a sponsor at this meeting." I'm like, "Great." And she goes, "So whatever, right? So I don't think nothing of it." She goes to go back and see that sponsor next week and the sponsor's like, "Well, didn't you bring me a gift?" Most of my sponsees give me gifts. She was telling me that and I'm like, "You need a new spot." Wait, what do you mean, where's my gift? Mark, have we been doing this wrong? Are we supposed to get gifts?
You haven't been?
Yeah, perfect. Damn, I knew I'd been doing something wrong.
Well, it wasn't until I got
a
new sponsor.
What do you mean, we? What week, Kibosabi?
when she didn't call me back for 2 days after I told her that I needed help because I thought I was going to drink, and she didn't call me back, and then I drank, and then 2 days later, she finally calls me. I fired her. And then when I got the sponsor that I have now, who's sucks. Awesome, by the way. No, she doesn't suck. She's awesome.
She sucks.
Then all of a sudden I figured out what people talk about with the simple program for complicated mm-hmm. people because mm-hmm. all of a sudden it was really simple.
Do you realize that after a sponsor tells you to write backwards left-handed out of a book that you always think your next sponsor is great?
Yeah, always. Always. She's awesome.
She's awesome. Yeah, I just have to write things normal.
Yeah. Well, I think that people... do you ever have the people that, like... I've had this happen several times. I either get guys that never want to write at all, or you'll say, hey, give me a couple of paragraphs on such and such, and they come back like
with a
four
novel.
Days later with like a five-page dissertation. I'm like, you're not getting graded on this. Or they or they come in and they're like, I had a sponsee once that would write... Here's a good example. I had a sponsee that would write things out, and it was fine. But if he messed up on the writing somewhere because he wasn't printing it in the computer, he'd go back and rewrite it so that it would all be perfect. Little OCD, yeah. But, I mean, how to overcomplicate. And you know what I think it was on? It was on step 3. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, you went and recopied this? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, why don't you just give it to God? He goes, I don't think God will do it right.
Yeah.
I said, you need to go back to step 2.
I was going to give it to God, so I wanted it to look good.
Yeah.
I didn't want God to know that I messed up.
Sweet. So, Shelley?
Yes?
What would your final words on complications be?
Yeah, you're giving me that look. I don't know. Making things complicated is exhausting. Depends on how much effort you want to put into things. And I should know from exhausting.
You should know from borrowing trouble.
I just said, I know whereof I speak.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm exhausted fairly often. Because I overcomplicate things.
Mark?
I can't seem to help it, though.
I got nothing. That was perfect. we have such a tendency to. Oh, I waited so long, I got Bruce yawning now. We have such a tendency to let our minds run away
Calgon,
with simple
take me
things
away.
That, you know, sometimes we just need to shut up. And not worry about where the came from.
I have a really easy. I have.
You know, Bill Clinton was one who screwed this all up. What is, you know. And
I did not have sex with that woman.
That's not what he said.
What did he say? I did not
have sexual relations with that woman.
Oral sex has sex right in the name. I don't know. My final words on the subject: keep it simple, stupid. I used to think there were. Clearly they were aiming it at me.
Clearly.
Because they'd look right at me, keep it simple, stupid. And I'm like, well, thanks for calling me stupid, ass.
Yeah, you missed the entire thing because you were tied up in what they thought of you.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
Like they really cared.
Yeah.
To them, that might have been a term of endearment for someone of my caliber. Dude,
well,
stupid. Stupid is a... I can't even think of the word.
Stupid is as stupid does.
Yeah.
You can't.
You're complimenting me.
And you can't.
That's
fix
a
stupid.
Step up for you, stupid.
Yeah.
Shelley.
What?
What?
What? What? Shelley, who? If someone wanted to email us, okay.
Recovery101radio@gmail.com. Recovery. 101radio@hotmail.com, recovery_101@hotmail.com, and recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. You seem to want to know a lot about Oxycontin and heroin earlier. You seem a little gout right now.
You seem a little cloud.
Yep. The only thing you're not doing is you're not like rubbing your skin like it feels good. That's it. It's the only thing you're missing.
Is that what I should be doing?
If you're doing heroin and oxygen. Well, if you're doing heroin.
Oh. Well, I'm doing it wrong then.
But you're sort of in the nod every once in a while.
Well, that's because we're getting close to my bedtime.
Bruce, sweet. Who's online?
Everyone important is online.
All right.
YouTube's online. Hulu's online.
We got any friends
Facebook
online?
Facebook is online. I got almost 5,000 on Facebook. Yeah, well, we've got intherooms.com. That is a fine, fine recovery, sort of Facebook of recovery. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely free. You can enter
the A of your choice.
Pow, chicka, pow, pow.
Be gentle when you first go in.
Well, you know.
Official eye roll.
Astroglide. It even works on the net. It's so good. It's absolutely free. You can go listen to speaker tapes. You can chat. You can post on people's walls. You can do all that kind of stuff. It's absolutely free. Intherooms.com. How about the city of brotherly love?
The city of bromance?
Bromance.
Maybe Bruce.
Right around the corner, apparently, from Beaver County. Yeah. How did that happen?
It's like a freshman dance. Keep it opposite of the room.
Yeah.
Wallflowers.
Anyway, we got Bruce the Other White Meat at 12stepgazette.com. You can go on to 12step. Actually, you can go on to recovery101.net and go click on the ad for 12-Step Gazette.
That's true.
It'll take you to the site.
Take you right there.
You can read his fine, fine publication there. You can have it emailed to you, or you can get the subscription prescription and have it sent to you via our fine United States Postal Service.
Sweet.
And you can short him a nickel on the postage.
Sweet.
If you have an Alano Club or someplace where many gather, you can contact Bruce and have him send you out several copies to place about the place.
To distribute.
Yeah, and if you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he will give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Make some cash.
A little cash, baby.
We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
Shelly, who's the lead on music? Bye. Look at that deer in the frickin' headlights. Wow.
Evangelicals.
Ooh. That's what I was going to say. The Evangelicals. I just love the name of the band.
Yes, I know you do.
Evangelicals. Sober band. Oh, by the way.
What?
Sean Van Domlin released a CD. And they've got it at CD Baby. And they've also got it at Amazon and there's some other one, too. If you look, go to CD Baby and look up, like, Sleepy Pilot Music, you should be able to find it. Sweet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
love.